Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners. Portfolio Night has always been a big tradition in District 13, and it usually takes place at the end of the year where students can share with their families the great work that they have been doing and also show the growth that they've made throughout the year. Typically, in the past, students have had paper portfolios in which students and teachers have kept work that they have completed throughout the year and then put it out for families to see and for students to explain to their parents on portfolio night. About 5 years ago, we went one-to-one in District 13 with Chromebooks, and our teachers and students hit the ground running and started to do unbelievable things with meaningful technology integration, and the learning landscape really did change. And so we said, because all of this great work is being done on the Chromebooks, we should perhaps have a digital component to portfolio night. Not replace the paper, because there's absolutely a time and a place for it, but to really allow families to see the great things that our kids are doing using technology as well. So it looks a little different in each of the classrooms and in each of the buildings based on the teacher and the students and the culture, but we have incorporated digital portfolios each and every year to showcase student work. This year, we decided to switch it up a little bit. In grades K and 1, we put together a slide deck of student work from every month of the year. In kindergarten, we had our fifth grade tech buddies help us out with that. And then in first grade, it was teacher facilitated each month where students could put in their work. In grades 2 through 5, the students throughout the year have been working to put together resumes that house all of their work from throughout the year, in addition to the reflection, because that's a really integral part of the digital portfolio model, is those timely reflections where students can really think about their progress and think about their growth in the past and on the performance of that assessment and then in the future. And so we do lots of different kinds of reflections, and it was just a really nice way for students to do that regularly instead of, you know, throwing things in at the end of the year and then trying to remember and reflect on something that took place 2 months ago. After doing some research and learning about digital portfolios as learning instead of for learning or of learning through George Kuros's unbelievable research and information, we kind of came to the conclusion that we're missing something. We realized that the students did a really nice job reflecting each month on the work that they were choosing to put into their portfolios, but there was not really any sort of wrap-up at the end and reflection on their growth throughout the year or on their entire portfolio or anything like that. So we came across the idea of a capstone project where students would kind of capstone their year in terms of reflection in creating some sort of product that they could share with their parents. So this podcast is going to kind of give you a little bit more insight into all of that from both the teacher and the student perspective, and then there will be links to all of different examples, which really makes everything come to life. So we kind of talked about it with each team of teachers and said, what would be a good capstone project for your kids based on their skill level with technology, with what integrates well with your standards, because obviously you want to tie it back to that, and what's going to be something that's really exciting and make sense to show reflection and growth throughout the year. And so we kind of ended up coming up with, our kindergartners would create a storyboard on our platform Storyboard That, which is a digital comic creator, and they would sequence beginning, middle, and end of their year. Our first graders would create an informational ebook just using a familiar tool to them, which is Google Slides. And then our second graders would be using a new tool, Book Creator, to produce digital narratives and adventure stories. Our third graders would be doing virtual museums using Google Slides. Our fourth graders would use WeVideo to create documentaries. And our fifth graders would be giving TED Talks in front of our green screen, which then could be edited in WeVideo and produced as their very own speech. It involved collaboration between our librarian, the technology coach, classroom teachers, and other staff as well. We all kind of worked together to make this the best kind of experience for students. Because it was a capstone project at the end of the year, we wanted it to have a different feel than a very formalized assessment. So instead of creating a full-blown rubric, we ended up coming up with checklists that captured the content standards, some of the performance elements, some of the tech skills, and some of the expectations so that the students knew what we were really looking for in the capstone projects, but then gave them lots of room to be creative and put their own personal flair on each of their projects. Then on portfolio night this year, families got to come and their students shared not only their portfolios, but also their capstone project as a summary of their year as they move forward onto the next part of their journey. Another piece that helped make this capstone project idea come to life and make it more doable and feasible was the Tech Wizards program that we have here. Our fifth grade tech club students got to sign up to work in the classrooms and assist the teachers and the students with the capstone project. So teachers would submit a request for Tech Wizards when they were going to work on their capstone projects, and then fifth grade students were assigned to go to those classrooms and to help with a given task, which just helped the flow of things, helped the students move along, helped with some of the little bits and pieces that naturally come up when technology is involved, and then also helped the teachers feel more comfortable in tackling these projects before portfolio night. These fifth graders are unbelievable, and they were hugely helpful in the success of our capstone projects and our portfolios this year. Stay tuned for a new podcast coming out about Tech Wizards specifically if you're interested. Portfolio night was just this past week, and we will kind of let things settle down a little bit, and then we will debrief together as teams and talk about what worked with our portfolios and our capstone projects this year, if things want to be tweaked for next year, what should stay the same, what worked, what didn't work, and then we'll kind of make some notes and we'll move forward based on our feedback. So now that you kind of have a little bit of background on our story, I'm going to turn it over to the teachers and students of Dujardin School to tell you more about their specific capstone projects and our process. And then, like we mentioned earlier, there will be a link in the description of the podcast that will be full of different examples and resources. We are excited to share our journey with you. First up, we have our librarian, Mrs. Novotny, who's going to share about her role in our capstone projects.
So when students came to the library, we did some prep work and background work so that they were ready to run when they went to work on their capstone projects in the classroom and when Ms. Eggert came in to introduce the projects and the formats. So in kindergarten, we worked on sequencing and we practiced beginning, middle, end, and the students filled out a storyboard and drew pictures from the beginning, middle, end of their kindergarten year. In first grade, we talked about informational text features, so we reviewed things like table of contents, pictures, captions, things that you'd find in an informational book. In second grade, we went over elements of a story, so they were ready to write their adventure narrative. So we talked about plot, setting, characters, the action of the story, and things like that. Third graders did the virtual museums, so we went over real-life examples of virtual museums. They got to explore actual examples. We talked about the exhibits and artifacts and what those looked like in the real-life examples, and then what those would look like in their virtual museums. Fourth grade documentaries, we watched some clips from sample documentaries and then talked about the different documentary elements such as interviews, locations, captions in the documentary to show what's going on and things like that. And then in fifth grade, we talked about what a TED Talk actually was. We watched some examples of students giving TED Talks, and then we talked about the performance elements that we're going to be looking for, like pacing and expressiveness and eye contact and things like that, and really examined the examples to see if those people were doing what was expected of them.
Moving along to kindergarten.
This year for our portfolios, we added something special. We added a capstone project where we got to talk about the beginning, the middle, and the end of kindergarten. What did you do with your tech buddy?
Yeah, what? We put the pictures in, like these things, the people.
Why did you choose the ones you chose?
So it could match the words.
Okay, so we wanted to make sure our illustration matched our words. Did you and your tech buddy have to talk about what kind of things you wanted to type in for the beginning and middle and end? Okay. Did you enjoy doing that project?
Yeah.
Tell us what you did for the beginning, middle, and end.
So first, we put myself in the classroom, so I'm walking in. Second, I sat down on the carpet, because I'm reading a book, and then end, I'm going home.
And you're getting ready to go where?
To first grade.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Did you like this project?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like creating yourself as a character?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun to do it with your tech buddy, too. And Mrs. Funk, was this a nice addition to our portfolios and a good wrap-up?
Yeah, it was a great wrap-up for our portfolio because each month we did something, so it was nice to kind of take that, like, the final and say, here's what we did at the beginning, the middle, and the end of the year, kind of to help us with that sequencing and meet some of those standards that we have for literacy.
Next up, we have first grade.
So my students did e-books this year for their capstone, and it was really wonderful to watch them take something that is very much of a culminating activity, but something that they had to reflect on all year. So they were able to look back throughout their year and figure out what their favorite things were, figure out how they grew as students, figure out how they grew as people, and then put that all into this ebook. And the ebook was able to then demonstrate their writing skills and the progression of their writing skills, as well as implement nonfiction reading techniques and reading skills that we learned throughout the year. And it just put into a really nice final project that parents were able to look at and be very, very proud of their students and their students' growth.
All right, so tell me about the informational ebook that you created using Google Slides. And what was in the book?
Pages.
Different pages. And what was on each page? What were some of your pages?
Table of contents.
Table of contents. Glossary.
Introduction.
Introduction. These are first graders here. So we used nonfiction text features and put those into your ebook. And then you wrote and you reflected on your year in three different subjects. So first you chose a pillar of character. We also chose our favorite special, which was
gym, art, music.
And we wrote about that, and then we brought it into the classroom, into academics, and we wrote about our favorite subject. Did you ever think that you would be making your own ebook on your Chromebook?
No.
Did you ever think that?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Because you're awesome.
Oh, because you're awesome. And who helped you with your ebook? Yes, Mrs. Ian, who else?
Fifth graders.
The fifth graders came in and they helped you, right? They were little tech wizards and they came in and they got to assist with your ebook, right? Do you feel ready for second grade?
Yeah.
Here's some second grade insight for you.
I loved Book Creator because, like, it was so fun and interesting, and you got to put a lot of stuff and fun stuff in. So, yeah. And I also think like other kids should do it because, like, it'd be a fun experience to them.
I like it because you can make new, like, books, and you can, like, do, like, design a book.
How did you guys feel about your second graders using Book Creator?
My students loved Book Creator. They loved that they were the only students in the entire school that got to use a new technology and kind of like an application that nobody else knew. So they're excited to go home and show their parents, teach their siblings. They thought it was super fun. They loved having the fifth graders come in and help. It made them feel very special.
I felt that it was super user-friendly and easy to learn. My kids didn't want to get off of it.
My students caught on really fast, and they were able to help their peers in the classroom, and they loved just the creativity and the individuality of their work.
Moving on to third grade. So tell me about the virtual museum.
someone else made the template that we were working on, and we got to, like, add our own details into it.
And you got to make a virtual museum. What was it about?
It was about, like, what we did, like, over this year. So we had a subject for specials, we had a subject for learning, and then we had one for outside of school, and then we had one for...
Character.
Character, yeah.
So it was all about you, and you had to think about your entire third grade year.
Yes.
Was that meaningful for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, to think back on and everything throughout the year?
Yeah.
And what kinds of tech skills did you use?
We used, like,
You made some?
Yeah. Videos, we used photos.
And then lots of formatting, right?
Lots of formatting.
On the slides. You even put in pictures of yourselves and removed the backgrounds.
Yeah.
So it looked like you were actually in the museum. And was this kind of a fun thing to do before Portfolio Night at the end of the year?
Yeah, it was.
What has creating the virtual museums given you and your students at the end of the year?
It's given us a really good opportunity to reflect on everything that they've done this year, but not only the academic stuff, how they've grown through their character, how they've grown in specials, how they've grown outside of school, and a way for them to show off their tech skills too.
Next up, we have fourth grade. What's been the best part of your students' experience and your experience as the teacher with the autobiographical narrative documentaries? Is that what we call it? What do we say?
We've been calling them autobiographical documentary narratives. They had the opportunity to write their own story and then audio record using WeVideo. And then they were putting pictures behind their voice to show a day in the life of a fourth grader. The most powerful thing for our class, I think, is the opportunity to collaborate with peers to give authentic student feedback. So they met with each other, they critiqued each other's videos, and it's really been a great opportunity for students to take feedback, consider it, and make their videos even better.
Tell me about your experience in creating your documentary.
It was pretty hard because we had to edit the video, and like it was like I've never edited a video before, and that was my first time.
First time, I never would know it because you did that awesome of a job, but it takes a lot of different skills with recording the audio and then adding in the pictures and the video segments and making sure that it all kind of flows and goes together. And then you got some feedback from some people, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So, like, they told me to talk a little clearer, and then they also, like, told me to, like, match the pictures with what I said.
Oh, so your classmates gave you some feedback. Did you feel bad about it when they gave you that feedback?
No.
Because they were trying to help you grow, right?
Yeah.
And you guys did it for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. Would you suggest that other teachers have their students create documentaries? Is it a good learning experience for you?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I mean, like, if you want to edit a video, then, like, that would be good practice.
And finally, fifth grade.
So I think the students or my class benefited from TED Talks in a way that it really put them out there. It kind of forced them to take a risk, which some of them were very uncomfortable with. I think in the end it paid off. You know, I think learning is all about taking risks. I think the kids were able to see that in the end.
I really liked doing the TED Talk because it made me step out of my comfort zone, and I never thought that I was able to do it, but when I did it, I was very proud of myself.
So, like, before I got up to do my TED Talk, I felt super nervous. I thought I was, like, going to mess up. But then when I started it, I just, like, I wasn't scared anymore, and I just looked at the board and just, like...
Did your thing.
Yeah, I just did what I wanted to do.
I really liked it because, like, we didn't have any, like, standards of what we had to do, like, no rubric or anything, because all what you have to do is just, like, be yourself and talk about yourself, so it was really nice.
We got to express ourselves, and it was kind of really cool having to do that in front of a bunch of people that you know that you're friends, and they were really nice when they clapped for you.
Before I did the TED Talk, I, like, didn't think I was going to do it, and I was nervous, but after I did it, I felt confident.
I thought this was really cool because we could express ourselves, and I learned that I am not shy anymore.
I became less shy, like, overall from presenting.
So there's a little bit more insight to our portfolios and the capstone projects at DuJardin School. Again, click on the link in the description of this podcast to really see everything in action and get a better picture. We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.